From KUVR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. The University of Utah started a new scholarship last week in honor of George Floyd, whom police killed in Minneapolis on Memorial Day. It's a response to Scott Hagen from North Central University in Minneapolis. He asked every college in the country to create a scholarship in Floyd's name. Marianne Villarreal is the vice president of inclusion at the U. She says that the money will go to the people and groups like the Black Student Union and the National Society for Black Engineers.
If we are going to say that Black Lives Matter, here is one very specific way that we will contribute to the elevation of young Black leadership.
Villarreal says donors have already contributed more than $10,000 to the George Floyd Fund. The school will distribute the money through its Black Cultural Center. She says it's part of a larger effort that the school is making to tackle racial justice and equality. It builds on two previous scholarships for students who have shown a commitment to community service. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has restored a walk-in lottery for one of the most exclusive and dramatic hiking spots in the Southwest. Half of the 20 daily permits for The Wave are usually awarded in person and half online. The walk-in lottery had been suspended since March due to the pandemic. The Bureau of Land Management says it restored the lottery yesterday with protections for public health and safety. The Wave takes visitors through a wide, sloping basin of searing reds, oranges, and yellows in Vermilion Cliffs National Monument along the Arizona-Utah border. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag fire warning for most of Utah, as well as parts of Nevada, California, and Arizona. The warning started yesterday because of a combination of high winds, low humidity, and warm temperatures. Critical fire conditions can cause wildfires to grow quickly before first responders can contain them. Utahns in need of food assistance can receive maximum SNAP benefits through June. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart says he would consider an increase to those benefits. Stewart spoke with Utahns Against Hunger. In light of the current crisis, he says he would be more willing to expand social programs.
No children in America should be hungry. I mean, that is just an absolute minimum for us. And none of our senior citizens, people who have worked their whole lives, none of them should be hungry.
Stewart says it is almost essential to continue pandemic EBT until September. This would offer extra food benefits to children on free and reduced lunch while their schools are closed. Lawmakers in Colorado have passed a bill that makes it harder to exempt school children from vaccination. They had attempted to pass such a bill last year. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Ray Ellen Bichelle tells us that people who support the bill say it'll help boost vaccination rates.
Right now, parents seeking an exemption for their children for religious or personal reasons can just submit a handwritten note. If the bill gets signed into law, though, parents would either have to fill out a form and get it signed by a healthcare provider, or they'd have to take an online class about vaccines.
Washington State has something similar. I think Utah has something similar. The province of Ontario has something similar.
That's Mark Navin, a bioethicist at Oakland University who's studied different approaches to vaccine exemptions. He says getting rid of non-medical exemptions altogether would definitely boost vaccination rates more. But he says there's a reason states are taking what he calls the intermediate path.
It's a compromise that protects public health, but also protects parental liberty, and frankly, keeps these kids in school.
He says only about 1-2% of American families refuse all vaccinations. The new requirements would not apply to homeschoolers. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.